Shepherd, White, Bartell. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Yeah! Wow. It happened to me.
What a nice moment. And he's in the field at the Players' Championship. He's got his first official win on the PGA Tour.
Cameron, this is a changing event for you. You're now in the Players' Championship, a two-year PGA Tour exemption through 2019. How is this going to change the way you look at a schedule, knowing what's out there now?
It's awesome, isn't it?
Somewhat speechless. He's overcome.
And fair enough too, Cameron Smith, after his win in the Zurich Classic and the US PGA Tour overnight, in a playoff, four-hole playoff, they got the chockies with Jonas Blixt in the pairs tournament, and it has changed his world, I'm sure. He's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Cameron. Well done.
Morning, mate. How are you?
We're going all right, mate. How are you after a big day?
Yeah, I'm pretty tired, actually. I haven't got much rest the last couple of nights, so I'm just laying in bed at the moment and waiting to get home tomorrow.
Well, it's been a momentous day, your first US PGA Tour victory. You know, when you're growing up, I imagine that's all you want to do is to get on tour and then win a tournament and then who knows what from there. So what that moment, that 2.5-foot putt on the fourth playoff hole for birdie to win it, what was it like?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool to be the guy out of me and Jonas to make the birdie to win as well. That was a nice way to go out. I told us that I really had to do that for Jonas. He was such a good partner. So, I really enjoyed the week and I really can't wait to get back next year. It was a really exciting event.
Cameron, the great thing about winning these tournaments, you get lots of exemptions. What are some of those, and how does this affect your planning for the rest of the golf season?
So I originally wasn't in the Players' Championship, which is in a couple of weeks, and it's where I play and practice as well at TPC Sawgrass. So, that would be pretty cool there. And then I think I'd get an exemption into the PGA as well, which is another good bonus there.
And it's amazing. And plus you get exemptions on the PGA Tour now for the next year and a half. I want to ask you, Cameron, to start with, how did you choose or how were you chosen to be with Jonas Blixt for this tournament?
My caddy is Jonas's roommate, or my caddy lives with Jonas, and ever since I moved to Jacksonville there, Jonas has been very nice in taking me in and practicing with me and, just hanging out, really. And we've become pretty good friends. And I asked him at the start of the year if he wanted to be my partner, and he said, sure, why not? Let's go and get it done.
And then my next question is, how much did you learn about your own game over these 4.5 days about how to succeed now on your own? Because you made some really interesting comments about how he kind of relaxed you, or the format kind of relaxed you as a golfer, and you played better as a result.
Yeah, I think having the experience of Jonas and the he's just such a good player as well. So having him there as a backup just freed me up and allowed us to play really aggressive. Our scrambling this week as well was pretty good.
Well, you didn't bogey a hole for the week, no. Did you guys? So your pairing worked magnificently. And then on the third playoff hole, you get to a point where you've got to come back for a playoff. On the third playoff hole, my understanding is, reading some of the stories today, that you turned to him and said, let's just stuff it in there. So you went with a really aggressive mindset. You didn't get daunted by the situation. That's pretty cool.
No, I was getting pretty sick of the playoff, to be honest. So I said, let's get it done on this hole. And then we both hit really nice shots in there and didn't make the putts. That was it. Kind of our plan all week was to just be aggressive and see what comes of it.
You played really well last week in the Texas Open. You had a tie for six, I think, last week in that tournament. So, and I believe you said at the start of the week that, I don't know if you were joking or not, but you turned to Jonas and said, we're going to win this week. We'll win this tournament. Was that right?
Yeah. We had a practice round on Tuesday and we were both striking the ball really good. Jonas and I really aren't known for our strong ball striking, so when we have a good ball striking week, we usually finish pretty good. So, we're both striking really good on the practice round. I said, we got a good chance of this, and then sure enough, we come out on top, which was a nice little bonus.
You could have let us know, can we? That's some nice odds on that. Very disappointing.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I'll let you know next time.
That would be very good. I'm just interested too, Cam, on your aims now. I'm not sure whether you even had time to sort of compute with what's happened, but how it changes you now as a golfer, the fact that frees you up to sort of pick and choose a little bit more as to where you play and what sort of impact that's going to have on your results, do you think?
It's really going to free me up for the next couple of years. Not having the stress of having a job the next year is always a nice thing. So I think I'll just be able to go out there and just take a little bit more of a relaxed approach to playing golf, which is always when I seem to play my best anyway. So, it's awesome to not have to worry about that for sure.
And there's always lots of people that have helped you along the way. We were talking earlier this morning about the role Golf Australia has played in your development, and whether it be through the high performance team or through the support you've had, it does seem that it's churning out a lot of really good golfers at the moment. You've certainly gone through that program, particularly up in Queensland.
Yeah, Golf Queensland and Golf Australia have been so good to me when I was growing up there, and just supporting me through everything, giving me the coaching and, you know, the physical stuff that that I needed to be where I am today. I definitely couldn't have done any of that without them. So, it's unreal what they do in there. And they just keep turning out good golfers, so they've got a good thing going there.
As a 23-year-old, not too many can sit back and see $1 million in the bank. $1 million jumped in overnight, Cam. That's pretty handy. In the last couple of weeks, it's been 1.2. Things are pretty good. It does free you up mentally, I'm sure. And we know it costs a fair bit to be on tour, and all the associated costs take a fair bit out of all that sort of thing. But just the mental ease, not only from a status point of view on the tour, but just a financial burden that's been eased. How significant is that for you mentally?
Yeah, same type of thing. It's, not having to stress about that and not having to stress about, what hotel or what flight you're going to take it's unreal. It just frees everything up mentally, which is a huge edge on most of the guys out here.
I know, Cam, we went to bed last night nervous for you, wondering what happens when we woke up to see whether you'd won or not. What about the whole idea of looking like you're going to win, having Kevin hole his chip shot and make you have to come back the next day? What was the whole thing of last night like, sleeping and wondering what might happen with a couple of good shots the next day?
I was actually probably more nervous on Saturday night than I was last night. I think last night, because we had such a long day out on the course, we were out there for like maybe 12 or 13 hours yesterday. So, I didn't really have time to think about it last night. Just come home, had some dinner, and I was wrecked, so I just went straight to sleep, which is nice. So, again, we had to be up pretty early this morning, so definitely not much rest the last few nights.
Well, hopefully you get a bit more rest the next couple of nights as you prepare for the Players. That's a very, very exciting opportunity for you. And, of course, the exemption for a couple of years as well on the PGA Tour does create more great opportunities as you can plan your schedule a bit more carefully. Good on you, Cam. It's a great achievement, mate, for a 23-year-old to do what you've done on the US PGA Tour. We love our golf here and we love Australians performing well on the global stage. Congratulations. Enjoy the magic and we'll love to chat to you soon.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Cameron Smith, the latest US PGA Tour winner from Australia, the 23-year-old from Brisbane, with $1 million in the kick after his win in the Zurich Classic in New Orleans overnight, Whitey.
And exhausted.
He's cooked, wasn't he?
He's mentally and just physically drained. Cooked and yeah. drained. And that is just so cool that he's done it because he's so talented. So, yeah, that's great. Really.